All major world religions have a body of written or oral material that is considered sacred to their faith. For me, it is the Jewish Bible. Throughout history, however, every time a new religion arose and its ideology clashed with one that preceded it, it seemed people went to war to determine whom God favored most. But what if, instead of who's right and who's wrong, we recognize each of our faiths brings a unique spirituality to the total worship of God? To use a cinematic analogy, in the 1980s there was a fictional series of Indiana Jones adventure films. Dr. Indiana Jones is possibly one of cinema's most famous characters. He had a deep knowledge of ancient civilizations and languages, and in each episode he pieced together forgotten maps and indecipherable codes in his search for a holy relic that promised direct contact with the divine. Sharing experiences of interfaith with colleagues, I can't help but wonder, is it possible each of our faiths authentically has a piece of such ancient wisdom that when fitted together harmoniously, it can show us a way to live together in peace? In the beginning of the Hebrew Bible, we are reminded that all of humanity was created in the divine image, not just those of one particular religion. While we can't undo the tragic mistakes of the past, we can still have an impact on what is happening today. Last summer, our family visited the Martin Luther King National Historic Center. It is a remarkable repository and worth a visit for anyone traveling to Atlanta, Georgia. In 1963, King inspired millions with his vision of racial equality. My dream is to live in a world where we find ways to respect and accept each other's religious differences, to confront and banish our own prejudices, fears, and hatreds, and to realize we're all made in the image of the Almighty.